You know, every once in a while, a story crosses my desk that sits right at the intersection of commercial aviation and spectacle. I'm Tower, and this is ATIS on Radio Hangar. So here's what happened. A UFC fighter, along with three other passengers, got removed from an American Airlines flight after reportedly refusing to follow cabin crew instructions. The aircraft had already pushed back. It returned to the gate, they were offloaded. And the fighter's response? Charter a private jet and post about it. Now, before we get into the layers of this, today's segment is brought to you by AviationSoul.com, aviation challenge coins built to mark the milestones, discipline, and pride behind every step in flight. From first solo to airline transport pilot, every coin tells a story. AviationSoul.com. All right, let's unpack this because the headline doesn't tell the whole story. First, the operational side. When an aircraft pushes back from the gate and then has to return, that is not a minor inconvenience. That affects the departure sequence. It affects the gate plan. It can cascade into delays for other flights. Every minute an aircraft sits out of sequence costs the airline money and costs other passengers time. A gate return for a passenger removal is one of the most disruptive events in ground operations, short of a mechanical issue. Flight crews do not make these calls lightly. There is paperwork. There are reports. The captain has to authorize the return. Nobody is doing this for fun. When a crew decides that passengers need to come off the airplane, they have evaluated the situation and determined that continuing the flight with those individuals on board is not in the best interest of safety or order in the cabin. And that's the key point here. Under federal aviation regulations, the captain has final authority over the operation of that aircraft. Part 91, Section 3. The pilot in command is directly responsible for and is the final authority as to the operation of that aircraft that extends to who stays on board. Crew instructions are not suggestions. They are not opening negotiating positions. When a flight attendant tells you to do something, that directive carries the authority of the captain and, by extension, the Federal Aviation Administration. Now, the chartering a private jet part. Look, if you have the means to charter a private aircraft after getting removed from a commercial flight, more power to you. That is your prerogative. But here's what I want to point out to our listeners, especially those of you who fly general aviation and charter. There's a perception out there that private aviation is somehow the alternative when commercial aviation becomes inconvenient, and in some ways, it absolutely is. That is a legitimate use case, but it also feeds a narrative that the rules on a commercial aircraft are optional if you have enough money to go around them. They are not. The rules exist because a pressurized aluminum tube at flight level 350 with 200 people on board operates on compliance and order. Period. This affects you if you fly commercially at all, and most of us do, even if we also fly general aviation. The standards of behavior in a commercial cabin have been a growing concern since the post-pandemic surge in unruly passenger incidents. The Federal Aviation Administration's zero-tolerance policy on unruly behavior, which they initiated back in 2021, has resulted in tens of thousands of reports and significant fines. We're talking fines up to $37,000 per violation. In some cases, criminal referrals to the Federal Bureau of Investigation, the FBI. American Airlines, like all major carriers, has also maintained its own internal banned passenger list. Getting removed from a flight can result in being banned from that airline, and there is industry discussion about shared no-fly lists among carriers, though that remains a complicated legal and logistical question. For those of you in the charter and private aviation world, this story also highlights something worth noting. The charter market continues to see demand from passengers who want to avoid the commercial experience entirely post-pandemic. The business aviation sector saw a significant influx of first-time private flyers, and that trend has not fully reversed. Companies like Wheels Up, NetJets, and numerous Part 135 operators have adjusted their models to capture this market. Whether that demand is driven by convenience, privacy, or incidents like this one, the result is more traffic in the private aviation ecosystem. And more traffic means more demand on fixed base operators, more pressure on ramp space at busy airports, and more complexity in the airspace system. If you're flying general aviation into a field that also serves charter and corporate traffic, you may have noticed the ramp getting a little more crowded. That's part of this broader trend. Let me also say this. I'm not here to pile on a specific individual. I don't know the full details of what happened in that cabin. What I do know is the procedure. And the procedure played out exactly as it should. Crew identified a compliance issue. They made the call. The captain authorized a return to gate. The passengers were removed. The flight continued. That is the system working. What concerns me is the social media reaction, which tends to frame these incidents as entertainment or as some kind of power move. Look, getting kicked off an airplane and chartering a jet is not a flex. It's a disruption to an operation that hundreds of other people depend on. the crew members who had to manage that situation, the gate agents who had to process the removal, the other passengers who sat through the delay. Those are real people affected by a real decision to not follow instructions. Here's what I'd leave you with. Whether you're in the left seat of a Cessna 172 or seat 14, Charlie, on a 737, the aviation system runs on rules, communication, and mutual respect. That's true at 35,000 feet, and it's true at the gate. When we lose sight of that, the system breaks down. This one came from the team over at Simple Flying. I'm Tower. You can find us at RadioHangar.com. Fly safe out there.